Part 3. Is there anything special about the villages in Vietnam? Yes, of course. In many villages, traditional culture and customs are well preserved. Local people attach much importance to Vietnamese festivals and celebrate them in a unique way. Compared with people in the cities, those who live in villages lead a healthier and less stressful lifestyle. What's more, the relationship among neighbors is simple and close. People in the same village always help each other whenever necessary. Why do people want to go to the countryside? Based on my observation, the majority of citizens reside in rural areas instead of in large metropolises. Many people prefer the tranquility and slower pace of life that rural areas often provide. The countryside can offer a closer connection to nature and a sense of community. In addition, rural areas may have a lower cost of living compared to cities, which can be beneficial for elderly individuals living on fixed incomes. Last but not least, the public who have spent their lives in rural areas may have deep-rooted connections to their communities, including family, friends, and neighbors, which can be a strong incentive to remain in the countryside. For all of these reasons, I guess old people are more into country life. What do people usually do when going to a village? When people visit a village, their activities can vary depending on their interests, the specific village they are visiting, and the purpose of their visit. Based on my observation, there are some common activities that people may engage in when going to a village, such as going sightseeing and exploring scenic spots. Experiencing local culture and tradition is really rewarding, whether by attend festivals, listen to music and dance performances, or learn about traditional recipes and culinary practices. One of the highlights of visiting a village is interacting with the local residents. Last but not least, they will have golden chances to enjoy local cuisine by trying traditional dishes and specialties unique to the village, picking fresh produce, or learning about traditional farming practices. Do you think people will live in the village in the future? Actually, it is hard to say. It depends on the situation of the village. In the future, if the village is well developed and has all kinds of public facilities, people may be willing to live there because there are many advantages to living in the village. For example, people can stay away from the noise and lead a peaceful and quiet life. They won't be obsessed with trends and may live as simply and freely as they like. Also, people have more chances to do physical exercise. However, I think most people still prefer to live in the city instead of in the less developed villages. Do young people enjoy living in the countryside? No, most teenagers find living in the country bothersome. Actually, there are fewer recreational facilities, such as shopping malls, parks, pubs, restaurants, sports facilities, and theaters, in the countryside. So they find living in rural areas really monotonous, as they cannot get away from stress when it comes to entertainment. More importantly, the lack of educational institutions or large enterprises in rural areas prevents them from advancing their job opportunities and career paths. Do old people prefer to live in the countryside or in the city? Based on my observation, the majority of senior citizens reside in rural areas instead of in large metropolises. Many elderly people prefer the tranquility and slower pace of life that rural areas often provide. The countryside can offer a closer connection to nature and a sense of community. In addition, rural areas may have a lower cost of living compared to cities, which can be beneficial for elderly individuals living on fixed incomes. Last but not least, elderly people who have spent their lives in rural areas may have deep-rooted connections to their communities, including family, friends, and neighbors, which can be a strong incentive to remain in the countryside. Why do many people move from small towns to big cities? Many people relocate to metropolises for better career options and better facilities for entertainment, education, and medical assistance. Big cities usually offer greater employment possibilities than small cities or the countryside. Secondly, big cities offer better entertainment facilities. For example, movies, theater, and concerts. Other pull factors that encourage migration to urban areas include better education opportunities, better healthcare, improved access to social services and opportunities for social and cultural activities, better public transportation, outside dining, and entertainment activities.